Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, the United Nations has finally been allowed to send an investigator to the Guantanamo camps, and the investigator says the detainees face cruel, inhuman treatment. He said the 30 remaining detainees in the facility are facing ongoing cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment under international law. UN Special Reporter Fionnuala Ni-Aulain released a report on the facility and told reporters in New York that significant improvements have been made in Gitmo since torture at the prison was exposed, but she said the 30 men who remain are living with their past experiences. And she said, I observed that after two decades of custody, the suffering of those detained is profound and it's ongoing. Every single detainee I met with lives with the unrelenting harms that follow from systematic practices of rendition, torture, and arbitrary detention. So, yeah, we're not the good guys on that one. And we've talked about this before, but we're going to mention it again. Apparently, a former Space Force officer has come on out, Lieutenant General Deanna Burt, Deputy Chief of Space Operations, came on out saying that military service members have been increasingly exposed to a hyper-politicized and hyper-sexualized work environment because of all of this wokeness, and it's weakening the military. They're breaking, they can't focus on what they're doing because they're always worried if they're using the correct pronouns and so forth and so on. Okay, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Pat in Texas. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. Are you seeing and feeling the Canadian wildfire smoke down there?
I don't know. I don't go out there very much because my nose stops up from a gas well right near my house.
Okay, well, then you're dealing with more problems than I am. Anyway, what can I do for you?
Well, I wanted to tell you that that it's a real weird article that was taken off of the internet, but some people dug it back up again, and it was that Barack Obama was down there in Ukraine when he was a senator from New York, and he was getting biological weapons labs set up.
Yes.
You know about it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Do you know that Victoria Nuland is saying, yes, there are biological weapons labs there? Yes, there are.
Yes, yes.
And they didn't want Russia to get hold of them. But one thing that they had in there was called the plague, which is the bubonic plague. It was called the Black Death. Yeah. Well, are they trying to tell us something? Is this what they plan to do to us next?
Well, you know, the problem with a nuclear war is it blows up all that very costly infrastructure, whereas a biological weapon gets rid of those icky-poo people and leaves all the highways and buildings and factories and railroads and everything ready to be used by the invading forces here. And so, yeah, it does look to me like serious consideration is being given to fighting World War III primarily with biological weapons. And, you know, you've got Bill Gates who's engineering these mosquitoes who can inject all kinds of stuff into you. You've got drones that could literally carry those mosquitoes into target zones and release them. I mean, it's very scary stuff.
Well, I can't say that, you know, anybody can save this country. Trump or anybody, but I tell you what, I think we need to start calling on the Lord and reminding him of his word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Well, I don't know. He hasn't been very good about enforcing that one. I mean, even going back to the nuclear weapons.
We haven't had a nuclear war. But this
one here, not counting Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but we've had a couple of near misses. You know, they've accidentally lost nuclear weapons. There's one that got lost off the coast of Georgia. It's still down there. So far, it hasn't gone boom. They tried to find it, but they couldn't. They lost a whole bunch of nukes over in the Mediterranean some years back, and that created a mess. I think there was a nuclear-armed bomber crashed up in Alaska, and fortunately that didn't detonate either. There are, luckily, a lot of fail-safe devices on these weapons to make sure they don't go off until you really want them to.
Right, but I don't think you can do that with bugs. I mean, you know, plagues.
Well, no, you can't, but then biological weapons come in two forms, and there are the general, you know, population-wiping weapons, then there are the battlefield weapons, and a good example of a battlefield biological weapon would be anthrax, because you get it by inhaling the spores, which are deployed by the weapons launcher, and you will get anthrax, but you can't pass it on to other people. It's got low secondary communicability, which means the attacking forces can say, we only want the anthrax in this area where the enemy army is. We don't want to infect the city. And so they would use anthrax because they could make the army sick and limit the amount of contagion going elsewhere. Now, the terroristic slate-wiping bioweapons are ones with a high secondary communicability, something like, well, Marburg, Ebola, something like that, where your targeted population does the work of spreading the infection through the general population.
I think they quoted Ebola as one of them.
Well, Ebola is very, very nasty. It's very unstable. It mutates rapidly. There are several strains of it. The worst that I'm aware of is Ebola Mayinga, which has got like a 94-95% lethality rate. On the other end of the spectrum is Ebola Reston, as in Reston, Virginia, which melts monkeys down, but humans are completely immune to it.
I remember a doctor over here in a church a few blocks from me. Well, that's his home church, but I think it's Atlanta where he lived. He was giving blood to people, and he had, you know, the antibodies, because he had it and back in the day. And so that's one thing that I guess, you know, we need to start looking at, is that, or else, you know, try to pray the Lord have forgiveness on us and not let all this stuff happen.
I leave a lot of messages for the Lord, but he hasn't returned any of them yet. Anyway, Pat, thank you very much for the phone call. We've got open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. Hello, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, you know, yesterday I called about the camps that they're setting up in Belarus, but I have to up on that. The camps might not be happening now because Lukashenko has given them, if they want, an abandoned military base.
Okay.
Yeah. And, Mike, retreat prevention units. Those are the units that if you run and you're Ukrainian, you get shot. They're called retreat prevention units. So,
unique to Ukraine. I mean, we've been seeing that kind of stuff in Vietnam. You know, they'd send the soldiers into the battle, and then the commanding officers would stand behind them with machine guns.
Isn't that pathetic?
Yeah.
I mean, did you see the video of the Ukrainian soldiers within the Bradleys? They were stuck in a minefield. It's pretty graphic.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
The guy got both of his legs blown up, and he dragged himself back into the... And they were throwing out lifelines. Well, they were throwing out lifelines to try to grab some of these guys, you know, from being stuck in there. But I'm like, you know, I look back, Mike, you see people here, like, just going about their business. You know, like there's no war going on, and you see these people dying for what, Joe Biden and Hunter Biden? You know, I mean, it's pathetic. It's really pathetic, man. I don't know. You know, I just see all these people, not a care in the world, Mike, you know? Not a care in the world, but we started this. You know, the whole collective West started this.
Yep.
But that's all I got to say. Yeah, I watched that video. I was like, oh, and then there was another video. Did you see the one where the Ukrainian commander threw a grenade in to the trench?
Yeah, at his own troops. Yeah, that's a...
Yeah, Mike, I mean, come on. You know Ukraine was never going to win, right? It's over. They were never going to win. They're just being used to try to weaken Russia. But that's not going to happen.
So, no, it's
Mike,
not
I don't think actually see a peace. I don't want to see actually peace. Putin's actually got to go to Odessa and take everything for the east of the Dnieper, and then just keep hitting Lvov and, you know, Kiev. I don't know about Kiev, but, you know, everything from the east of the Dnieper and Transnistria, that needs to be just taken by the Russians. This ain't ever going to end. This has got to end on Russia and Putin's terms. You know, it's not. It can't end on the Western terms because they're just going to keep. You got Victoria Nuland still in there, and you know Lindsey Graham and all that.
She's kicking things up over there.
Yeah, yeah. She's a wretched human being. I thought Hillary Clinton was the wicked witch of the East. I guess Victoria Nuland is wicked witch of the West. Yeah, and Ursula von der Leyen is probably what wicked witch of the North. I don't know. But all right, Mike, have a good show.
All right, and for all you Wizard of Oz fans, of course, the witches of the North and South were good witches, not bad witches. So anyway, let's see. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, it's on my down mind. I want to finish what I was talking about. Yes, we heard Dustin on the...
Okay, Tom, your phone is cutting in and out. It sounds like there's a lot of compression on the line. Can you hear me?
I can hear
you. You're cutting in and out. I don't know why, if you're too far away from the base station or what's going on, but it's very hard to understand you. Okay, I'll tell you what, Tom, hang up and call in again, and let's see if we get a better connection.
You got
okay?
it.
All right. All righty, 512-248-8252. Getting into the economic news here, the German Central Bank may need a bailout after the European Central Bank bond scheme lost huge amounts of money, and apparently this was less than the year after Great Britain had to plug basically a $13.9 billion hole to cover projected losses in the Bank of England's bond buying program. Germany's federal audit has said that the Bundesbank may also need a bailout. So that really kind of got messed up on that. Anyway, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Peter in California. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I come and order a hamburger here. Hold on really quickly.
How are you?
Two double-doubles. Cheese. That's it.
Was onion okay fried there?
That's fine.
You got it. Any fries, any drinks?
Nope.
All right. It's going to be $11.50 at the first
one.
Well,
Mike,
Peter, order one for me. I'm hungry.
Yeah, these are In-N-Outs, Mike. You know how good they are.
Oh, yeah. I miss the In-N-Out burgers. I'll tell you, the other one I missed in California was the Tommy burgers. Those were so good. You know, it's like a heart attack on the bun.
Absolutely. Hey, Mike, Dustin was right. The problem here, Putin's got to win. Otherwise, these warmongering, satanistic, you know, West that's got us all under their thumb, this Jewish-controlled, Jewish supremacist, you know, governments in the West that are driving this war, he's got to win. But the problem is, how do you terminate the war? He's absolutely right. What do you do to terminate this thing? And they've got to, you know, Putin has got to not mess around anymore. He's got to make it so that the West squeals, that they come to peace, because, you know, why should he trust them? They've lied to him, you know, about the Minsk Accords. They lied to him about everything, right? They've got to come. He's got to have a military victory where they come crawling hat in hand. Now, that's going to take a decisive, uh, a, decisive military defeat of the Ukraine.
Unfortunately, the problem I have with that scenario is that somewhere along the line, the side that's losing is going to resort to the nuclear weapons. And, you know, I think getting on back to von Clausewitz, we have to realize that in the nuclear age, the enemy is war itself. And we need to find a way to simply not let that happen. And, you know, this movie out called Crimson Tide, and we're kind of getting into that situation now. Apparently, Russia has deployed the Belgorod. It's one of their Bore-class submarines. And meanwhile, of course, there are concerns that the Wagner Group might try and acquire some of the nuclear weapons that have been deployed to Belarus. And that was the storyline of Crimson Tide. So life imitates art.
Well, you know, Putin has come out and said he's disavowed the first use of nuclear weapons.
Well, the U.S. used to say that.
They know they're going to be attacked. Yeah, we used to say that too, but we don't say it anymore.
Well, there has been talk in Russia about, you know, doing a first strike on the U.S. in order to prevent a global thermonuclear war.
Yeah, I know. There's talk, but there's still their avowed doctrine. And that's right.
Yeah,
they
but
have
that doctrine can be turned around, and, you know, with a signature. Putin can sign an order saying, yeah, launch the missiles.
Yeah, as can I. Yeah, that can be turned around, as ours has.
Yes.
But the point is that the longer that we go on like this, the more chance that's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, I'm very concerned that it is now inevitable.
So yeah, I mean, you know, look at all the fire breaks that Biden has said that he would not cross. He said that tanks would be World War III. He said that. That F-16s would be World War III. And yet, they keep going on with this.
Yep.
And so, it's either one way or the other, Mike. It's either what you're postulating, which could very easily be true, or the best way to get it is just to end it as quickly as possible before it goes further. You know?
Well, I would be in favor of that last suggestion.
Yeah, I me too. I'd like to see the Russians just say, hey, the hell with it. We're going to win to surround the Ukrainian army, surround Kiev. You had a caller that called in the other day. There's no way that the Russians, even with virtually their entire military, their arm, their ground forces, of what's now about 1 million men, they, you know, because Kiev's got 3 million people.
How you doing? Any ketchup or anything?
There's no way that they can actually go in and street fight, right? They can surround it, and they can do that. But nobody's going to go into a built-up area like Kiev or Kharkov, for that matter, or even Odessa, because it's just too costly.
The problem with that is that my understanding is, at least in Kiev, because all of the trained military people are already out there in the field, that Zelensky has just been grabbing ordinary citizens and giving them rifles. Some of these people have never fired a gun in their entire life. And if it gets into an urban combat scenario between, you know, these civilians and the Russians are just going to mow them down.
Well, yeah, you know, and that's likely. That, by the way, that's the Russians did it. Stalingrad it. In Leningrad during World War II.
I'm sorry to let you go, but we are at a commercial break here. Enjoy your hamburgers, and we'll be right back after these few words. 512-248-8252.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
People are getting stupid, and now there's proof. I'm Peter Serafine with another Liberty Minute. This year's spring edition of Intelligence Online reported on IQ tests of 18 to 60-year-olds. The online magazine has been doing this study for quite some time, and this year's report was the first time that the average IQ of Americans dropped. Usually, the average IQ went up 3 to 5 points every decade. This time it went down. Well, look at the age range, 18 to 60-year-olds. Anyone under 48 was educated entirely under the Federal Department of Education. Those who predate the Department of Education are aging out of the study, skewing the average. Do we really need any more evidence that government, especially the federal government, should not be involved in educating our young people? Instead of critical thinking, young people are being taught sexuality. Logic and reason have become political correctness. History is now critical race theory. This is starting to look a lot like the plot from the movie Idiocracy. And if you own a firearm, then you need carry insurance. Get the most affordable carry insurance on the market and save another 10% by using code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Cephas Pashem. Parabellum.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these 5 easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your 5 easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our 5 easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to James in Vancouver. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon. Regarding the war in Ukraine, your analysis just now about ramping it up and somebody winning, I think, is exactly correct. And I think that this is why Putin has kept the conflict, shall we say, low intensity.
Yep.
Because if it were to ramp up, then that would put things in motion. Like, what did Khrushchev say? The knot will get very tight and we'll not be able to untie it. Something like
yes.
that. So, but just a question here. What do you think Putin's going to do with Petrosian?
I think, well, I mean, to hear the Western media, you know, Putin's going to have him assassinated, tortured, whatever. Putin's own statements in the Russian media is that he intends to keep his word. He made a deal to get this whole mutiny shut down, and he's going to abide by it. But so we'll just have to sort of wait and see what actually happens.
Now, one more follow-up question. Was that mutiny serious, or what exactly happened? People got killed?
It looks to me like the guy let his ego get the better of him. And, he wanted to reverse this policy of bringing the Wagner mercenaries into the regular Russian army because it was undermining his authority, not to mention his profits, and he wanted to stop that. And so he basically did this drive toward Moscow to get Putin's attention, which he certainly did, in the hope that Putin would say, okay, let's go back to status quo ante, the way we were doing things before. I don't think that is going to happen. With the Wagner mercenaries signing those contracts with the Russian military, it looks like Russia's high command won the argument.
Yeah, well, my childhood doctor was Russian, and he grew up in the Lenin-Stalin era, and he always used to look at me and say, we talk about these things, and he'd say something like, they'll take them out and shoot them. That was Stalin.
Yeah, well, that was the way Stalin would have handled it.
Right. Okay, I'll let you go. Thanks kindly. I know.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I remember back many, many years ago during my first marriage, my doctor was also Russian, and she was very good. So anyway, Tom in Florida is back. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, make it real brief. Guys, all these callers are calling about Russia and all that. But, Dustin's always was the bastion Trump for his 4 years. And he don't ever say that bad about Biden, the simple still we got in there. He's 1,000 times worse. But, Mike, let's go back to the border here. You got Chinese nationals sneaking in at military age by the thousands. That's the problem. It's not going to be Russia. The Russians don't want to blow up the United States. It's going to be the Chinese. They're trying to put a base in Cuba. They got thousands of young males sneaking in at our southern border through Mexico. In Mexico, those Chinese can join the Mexican military. Why are they coming over to this country, Mike? Why are there thousands of thousands? Even the mainstream media networks are talking about these Chinese at the border, young males. And we're talking about Russia all the time? No, you can talk about your border and China sneaking in here. China's wanting to build a military installation on Cuba so they can launch an attack on us. And we don't know what the Chinese don't care if they lose 1 billion people, Mike. Their generals keep saying it for the last 25 years. You're doing them a favor. You nuke us, you do us a favor. They don't care if they lose 1 billion people, Mike. And I'm going to repeat that until I turn blue in the face. Or maybe I should turn red in the face. You know what I'm saying, Mike?
Well, what mitigates that, is the Chinese obsession with history and their ancestors. And I think if things get really, really tense with China, we could say that, if a nuclear war breaks out between us, the first two targets are going to be the Forbidden City and the tomb of Qin Huangji, the first emperor of China. And that, I think, would give the Chinese government a great deal of pause.
Well, I hope so, Mike. I really do. I still think it's going to start in Taiwan. Like I've been saying, Taiwan's the linchpin for the whole world to realize, Mike, if we have any kind of attack at Taiwan in the first week, this country's, the whole world's economy would collapse. It would be worse than 1929. And you'd have all these schmucks jumping out of buildings by the millions. They would jump out of buildings. And, Mike, a lot of people think, we don't realize how other people have such hard problems in their life, even when they got money. Look at Jimmy Johnson, the NASCAR racer. His family committed suicide or something, murder-suicide. The world's not as kosher and hunky-dory as everybody thinks. Everybody has physical problems, financial problems.
As you get older, you get to see that. Anyway, Tom, we got to take another break for commercials. Thank you for the call. 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk,
real people, because you can handle the truth.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Antelope Hill Publishing is America's leading publisher of dissident books, bringing you a wide variety of new translations and original works on every subject, from the funding behind the transgender movement to firsthand memoirs of World War II previously inaccessible to English-speaking audiences. We publish books that mainstream publishers won't touch, full of information that challenges the political status quo. Whether you count yourself as a political dissident, student of history, connoisseur of philosophy, or enthusiast of exciting and thought-provoking fiction, you owe it to yourself to check out our catalog. With exclusive offerings like The Transgender Industrial Complex, Solzhenitsyn and the Right, The Open Society Playbook, Opioids for the Masses, and many more, there's something for everyone, and new titles are added every month. Check out our catalog today at antelopehillpublishing.com. And use code RBN Readers 2023 for 10% off your order. That's RBN Readers 2023 at antelopehillpublishing.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone. I mean, the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no way.
And welcome back to our show here. We have a couple of open lines, I think. 512-248-8252. Laura in Michigan, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. First of all, I'm going to give you an air report. I'm in mid-Michigan, and the sky is grayish orange. It's very high alert for people. We have breathing problems.
Yeah, well, I was looking at a real-time updated map, and I guess east of us over by Louisville, it's really bad there as well.
Just don't know where the wind's going to take it, you know? Now, the other thing I wanted to talk about was Sunday night, RBN after MERS program at 4 o'clock. They played Dave Gahari's got that white, black, and white series going. You did on Odyssey. But RBN played it. Seven and number eight, I'll tell you what. If you got to see number eight, because it will scare you for this whole world, you better hope that Putin wins and conquers these people. Number eight was really powerful. So
Well, like I said to that other caller here, I don't think this war can be fought through to winner and loser without going through a nuclear conflict. And that's I'm really not thinking that's a good idea.
I'm just saying people need to see this, listen to this number 8.
Okay.
I think if they have Odyssey, they can get it on there. It's Dave Gahari. There's a lot of videos on there. But that's the one you want to see. It's a black and white series. It's a black man and a white man speaking about what's going on. But this number 8, I was just shocked to hear it. So, okay, that's all. I just want to let everybody know.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to go to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Listen, I listened to Douglas McGregor the other night, and he says slow walking the low intensity conflict or war or whatever you want to call it ends up with more casualties, and then you let the other guy hang around, giving him a chance to win with a lucky sucker punch, or you prolong the war and line the defense contractors' pockets. It's dumb. You got to go in there and knock the guy out right away. NATO isn't going to launch any nuclear weapons because the same thing will happen to them. And I just want to tell your listeners, if any of your listeners think that NATO is going to walk in there and whoop everybody, they're in for a big surprise. I suggest that they go back about 3 weeks ago and watch the Serbian farmers against the NATO American peacekeepers. They beat the crap out of them. Farmers with sticks beat the peacekeepers up. You can see it on YouTube. NATO is no better than anybody else. They're not going to walk in and beat anybody. It's going to the same thing is going to happen to what the Ukrainians are happening now. The Russians aren't going to lose in their own backyard. Not to NATO, not to the Chinese, not to anybody. They're going to win, and that's the end of it. That's my opinion.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Thank you. We're going to go to Dave in New York. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Yes. Well, I'm wondering about the identity of the president. We have this guy who is posing as Biden with an attached right earlobe. Now, that's a very rare occurrence in the first place, but it's also very rare for a Biden vice president who didn't have an attached right earlobe to now be exhibiting this both in the debate with Trump, where he was suddenly much more coherent than we thought, and also in the address to the nation in January. This is very unusual.
Hang on, Steve. There is a simple explanation. You know, I've been hearing this nonsense about Biden has been replaced, but if they were going to replace him, why not replace him with somebody, you know, whose brain is working? It doesn't really make any sense to replace Biden with somebody who is just as mentally deranged, as it were. As you get older, okay, your ears actually grow faster than the rest of your body. So does your nose and your feet and so forth and so on. And, you know, that can change. I'm sorry. I'm talking to Dave in New York. Okay.
Yeah.
and that could account for it. Now, if you look at the other parts of the ear, you know, the little folds inside, those are as unique as fingerprints. Those do match up. Okay. So I think this whole idea that Biden has been replaced, it doesn't make sense that they would replace him with somebody who's still mentally damaged. They'd want somebody who could actually act, you know, coherent and speak well and possibly actually have a chance at winning in 2024. So thank you for the observation, Dave. And we're going to let you go. Let's see. All right, and we're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What isn't on my mind, dear? Hey, young man, and hello to that gorgeous Claire, for that matter. I realize that the subject matter that I had suggested was rather like almost cliche. You got to be joking, or a complete joke, or are you serious? Actually, very serious. The subject line is being a sexism.
Okay.
Now, The reason why I say this is because of two reasons. One, women are being jumped for two different directions. One, by men that think they're women, that are basically drag queens or whatever have you. They think they're being prissy to the point that they might break a fingernail over a piece of toilet paper. To the point, well, that's the extreme notion of it. To the point that you have men and women's sports, which is just complete absurd and whatever have you. So enough of that garbage. That's one attack. The other attack is, okay, you go and, I mean, we're not talking about a flowering magnolia that's so delicate like a daisy that goes about doing her usual needlework and cooking something for her dude when he gets off from work and so forth. We're talking about a gal that lives on a farm, has to do various everyday chores or whatever have you, and then when she goes into the city to take care of something because her other half is at work, in his stead, to the point of contacting him on the phone to make sure that we get things crisscrossed and all that properly, is basically being quoted a price on like a mechanical item and told that this costs this costs that, and whatever, and all of a sudden you tell your other half by phone what you're being quoted, and kind of find out, he says, oh, we can get that cheaper at some other place. I'm thinking, okay, how is it that for these men that think they're women have it better than us biological women? I mean, come on. You have a penis. We have a vagina. Start acting like the dude that you actually are. I mean, you have it a heck of a lot easier than we do. We have to fight tooth and nail to be taken seriously and not like a bunch of silly bimbos that don't know what we're doing. And yet we're doing the bidding of our hubbies when they're at work. So for them, get a life and snap out of your stupor. As for the everyday world that we're trying to deal with, the everyday world needs to snap out of it and start treating the women that are married to these guys that are working and supplying the salary and start treating them with respect when we're going to go out and find out what we need to know so we can give to the other half, you know, the information that's needed so we can make a logical decision about something like auto or whatever have you, or appliances, and stop treating us like as if we don't know what hole in the ground from our backside. So I hate to sound off like that, but it's getting to be absurd, and I can't believe I had to use this terminology like sexism, but ironically, it's simple, it's to the point, and it's uncalled for. I mean, people get upset about racism. Well, for one thing, racism is a complete joke. We're all human beings. I don't care what your skin pigmentation is, for crying out loud. So as far as the sex is concerned, give women a little bit more respect than we're being given. We give a lot of people respect for where they're coming from in their profession, whatever hand you. And we think we deserve a little bit, maybe a teaspoonful in return for a change. We're going through enough garbage as is and face a lot of garbage as is. So with that, I'll have green olive, not rainbow color, olive with my margarita. Later.
All right, later. I don't know about margaritas anyway. All right, we have a bunch of open phone lines right now, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Welcome to North Berlin. May I take your order, please?
Okay, could you slow down a little bit? We've got a very tinny connection. I'm having trouble hearing you.
May I take your order, please?
I want a large pizza with everything on it.
Large pizza with everything, with anchovies?
No anchovies.
I heard a comedian once who was playing a southern boy, and he says, hey there, what the hell are these men are doing to my pizza pie?
Yeah.
You know what? Putin really, he keeps impressing me every time he does something. Imagine if there was something like that occurred in the United States. And look what they did with the January 6th people. They'd all be in a supermax. You know what I mean? That shows how insecure our government is and how mature and sure of his authority that Putin is. And he has the people behind him. I mean, the people in the street there in that town, they were asking the Wagner, what are you doing? You know, stop it. You know, they didn't have the support of the people. You know, and so that was just, I thought that was pretty impressive there. Hey, if you go to YouTube and you type in your favorite song title, you know, maybe the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and you put in reaction at the very end, and you'll find young people that listen to these songs for the first time and their reactions to it. And it's just amazing that most of the time they're like overjoyed with just the tone of the music and the quality of it. And one girl said, you know, people back then, they sure knew how to have fun.
Yeah.
They weren't all uptight. Isn't that true?
Yep.
What has happened to our society? You know, in the 80s and 90s, it was almost like the roaring 20s, I would say. You know, it's just, you could go out and have fun. You just needed to watch for the cops if you were drinking too much.
Yeah.
You didn't have to worry about getting rolled, getting mugged. You could find girls. You know, if you're halfway decent looking, you can find a girl at a nightclub and then strike up a relationship or a one-night stand, whatever you wanted to do. And now it's almost like it's marketing on the phone. You know, and you got to market yourself before you can even have a relationship. It's just
one of the downsides of the modern social media age is we've all lost the art of direct social interaction. Well, I haven't. I'm an old guy. I remember from when the pre-cell phone days here. But, you know, for young people coming up, their entire world is coming through that little tiny screen. And a lot of them don't really know how to deal with another human being directly. And there's a lot of miscommunication going on.
Yeah, and then autism on top of that.
Yeah, that is a big problem.
Yeah, when's the last time you seen a guy and a girl holding hands, you know, maybe in high school?
You mean ignoring Claire and I?
Well, yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, because we hold hands all the time.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear.
We're trying to keep each other from falling down.
Okay, I had something else, but it slipped my mind. You know, on Biden, here's a clear indicator, a litmus test, if you will, on if it's a real Biden. Is all you need to do is take the little girl next to him.
Absolutely. Very good.
With that, Lynn, I'll let you go. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We still have open lines. We're coming up on the end of the show, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Andy in Texas. And Andy, I may have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, thanks, Mike, for taking my call. You know, the one thing that really bothers me is that we're still willing to put up with this structure of leadership that we haven't revolted, you know, to a point at least, to try to change the structure of our voting. I mean, look at how many times they've stolen it. Dominion, it was Skittle before that, which was, both of these are George Soros babies, Skittle so they're both his babies and stuff, and they stole these elections and they've done this stuff. I mean, my problem is just how long will people put up with this? And it is getting to be really insane, Mike. Because, I mean, we just keep doing the same thing over and over again. What do you say about that?
You know, I really don't want to see a bloody revolution or a civil war in this country. But I do think, unfortunately, we're coming up on one. What is going to be the triggering event and when it's going to happen? It's very hard. There are so many factors. One of which, of course, is that we're drinking fluoridated water, which tends to keep people tranquilized. And so that may be the real reason the fluoride's in the water, because it doesn't actually help with tooth decay.
Well, not only that, but they spoke about putting lithium in the water, which even makes you more somber. And more controllable and whatnot. Yeah. And because
well,
they spoke
that,
of it, we have to...
They're not going to do that because they need the lithium for those electric vehicle batteries.
Yeah, no, we do. This is, hey, you know what? We're living in a world that's just, it's off the hook crazy, and we get to watch this happen, and it's kind of fascinating, and you should enjoy it. And you don't have to take me through the commercial. I'll let you go with that.
Okay, well, thank you very much here. And we have open lines, 512-248-8252. We've got one caller waiting on the line, but rather than get started on that commercial break here, I'm going to throw some news in here. The president of the European Central Bank is claiming that inflation is due to climate change. It's all your own fault. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi came on out trying to downplay the inflation as a factor in 2024. By saying inflation is normal and natural, and you shouldn't really be worried about that at all. Okay, we're going to take a little bit of a commercial break here. We're going to be back with another caller after these few words.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR. Fought under
And welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, we're going to go to John in Colorado. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good afternoon, Michael. Talking last hour with Ron Avery. I mentioned Ron DeSantis and his, you know, what he's trying to do in Florida. Okay, but this, the big thing about going over to Israel and getting a bill passed for Florida, anti-Semitism bill, and Ron was surprised. He didn't know about that. I said, check it out. I said, that's, you know, that's bad news no matter what you do in Florida. You know, it maybe because all the Jews in Florida and all that, you know, support him and give him money for all that, but, you know, that's stupid. And what's going to happen? You know, we're just making, they'll make it all hate against hate, but, you know, they don't want to do that. So the same thing in same with Biden, you know, he won't do that. They all seem to get away. Trump, you know, I feel what he's going through because there's some stuff he's, like you said, he's done that he didn't do when he was president. If he's going to try it again, who knows? But that's the big problem. But he's getting far more stuff where they don't touch Biden, his son, or any of those other people in Congress. Anyway, that's my two cents. You have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, good to hear you, Michael. Just real quick, it was good to hear Tom and Bruce. And I think there's a solution for Andy's question there. I think what the American taxpayer does is just maybe go out here and hire the Wagner Group to represent us.
Okay, possible.
With that, have a great day, Michael.
All right, thanks an awful lot here, and we're going to do a little more news here before the end of the program. Apparently, Saudi Arabia, whose relationship with the United States has been cooling noticeably in recent times, may start slashing crude oil shipments to the United States starting in July. And apparently, they're going to unilaterally cut 1 million barrels per day from its crude oil production in July. This, of course, is going to drive energy prices in this country right through the roof. So, you know, this is where, you know, politics can backfire. And they're saying that this could, you know, this cutback in the flow of oil could last a long time. Okay, now, the CEO of BlackRock, Larry Fink, admits that Ron DeSantis did hurt BlackRock when he pulled $2 billion in funds from BlackRock back in 2022. And the reason DeSantis did it was because BlackRock was going woke and all the rest of it. And as a result of DeSantis yanking that money out of the fund, Larry Fink has abandoned the term environment, social, and governance. And he's basically back to, you know, we're BlackRock and we're here to make money for our investors. And we're not going to be doing the environmentally driven, environmentally conscious investing or wokeness anymore here. Meanwhile, a lot of commercial real estate problems. People are still working remotely. They've sort of become the new model. And high-rise office buildings are in trouble. Okay, so we're now at the end of the show. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog is taking the show today. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can
print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.